Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I have lined up another very interesting show for you today. I think so, and I think you will think so also. And I'm going to talk to people out there. We will be talking to people out there. I have a guest on the line, and we're going to be talking to people out there who are either thinking about getting divorced, are in the process of getting divorced, or maybe just have gotten divorced. And talk with them about what you need to be prepared for, not just not just any one piece. So I have invited Fran Goldstein to be on the line with me and to be our guest today. Welcome, Fran.
Thank you so much, David. I appreciate it, and I'm excited to be here.
All right. Well, thank you. Fran, I have mutual connections on that business social media site called LinkedIn with Fran, and so we got connected and started talking, and she told me a little bit about her background, and she has a company called Goldstaff Consultants. And where's the headquarters?
It's in the greater Boston area.
All right, so but what we're talking about has national implications. It sounds very important for me to say it that way. National implications. So, but Fran has agreed to share with us a little bit about something that we do talk about on this show is money and relationships, and also especially with divorces. Because Fran, you have dealt with this on a personal level.
Yes, I have. Sure have.
Okay. So Fran, you got divorced. How long ago was that?
I got divorced. It's been almost 4 years.
Okay. Okay. And one of the things that I know that you would like to share with my listeners and again, I'm going to always try to say, look, this could apply to men or women, but I know you're going to be talking to the women listening to this program. What are some of the biggest mistakes that you have seen people make, or that perhaps you have experienced yourself as it relates to your finances, both during marriage and then at divorce or after divorce?
Yeah, that's a great question, and really kind of blows it wide open in terms of my situation. I got married. I was I had a business. You know, I've always been very much of a workaholic business type of woman. Really didn't really even think, David, oddly enough, about, like, well, it'd be nice to get married and have kids while everybody else was doing that, because my baby was my business.
Sure.
However, when I was 48, I met my ex, got married. Oh, I met him maybe when I was 45, 44. Anyway, I got married at age 48. By that point in my life, I had two homes. I had a beach home. Oh. I had a beautiful home in Boston.
Nice.
I had a very successful business. I had lots of assets. But what I didn't have when I got married at age 48 was a prenup.
Okay.
So I would say...
Number one.
Number one. Absolutely number one. And I will tell you that I had a lot of friends who had you know, put that bug in my ear, and it just went in one ear and out the other, which I
really
think really raises the other bigger question and issue, is that what happens when you are in the throes of, be it a marriage or be it a divorce or, you know, any kind of passage like that, that your emotions really can take over, even for the strongest of women, which I am certainly considered a strong woman. And there was just such a change that occurred.
Mm.
So that's mistake one. Mistake
okay.
number two was, and this was kind of unique in my situation, was that I didn't have a financial planner or a financial advisor that I had a strong relationship with. Now, that may seem really odd to you, thinking like, well, you had all of this going on. You must have had someone to manage it. I did. I had a very trusted financial advisor. Her name was Claudia, and she actually retired to, like, right when all of this was happening.
Okay.
And so, you know, there's been so much talk in the field, and I know that you're such an educator and proponent of making sure that you have an ally when you're going through transition.
Yeah.
And I was just, it was just one of those circumstances that you hear about where she retired and she definitely had, like a trainee, I don't know what the word is, but she had someone taking over her book of business, but he and I had no relationship whatsoever. So he was not even on my radar to call, nor vice versa.
So we always wish we could go back and you know, go back in time and change. So maybe one of the things you might have done differently would be to, instead of, you know, just allowing that to kind of just be what it is, actually go out and take a look around for a replacement?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's something that you really need to do proactively, not wait until you have no one in place or until, you know, your financial advisor has one foot out the door. Because like any, you know, like any time anybody's moving from point A to point B, when they have one foot in either place,
yeah,
everything shifts and it's the momentum is being lost by the minute.
Well, one of the things I've written about in my book, How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams, Fran, is that tell people all the questions to ask a financial advisor. And one of them is how long before you retire? It's a fair question if if you're going to hire somebody. And if they say less than 5 years, then you're interviewing the wrong person. Where's the person that's going to take over? You need to at least meet them as well.
Exactly. That is sage advice. That is sage advice. And what's interesting, now that you bring that up, in my case, I can remember Claudia telling me
mm-hmm.
that she was going to retire at age 55 and that was coming. And that was sort of the end of that piece of our conversation. You know, it was social chat, like, oh, that's great. Not like, well, what's the impact on me?
So we go back, you would have interviewed, gone done a search, looked for an advisor, found somebody maybe that could have been an ally for you during this very difficult time.
Absolutely, unequivocally. Absolutely, unequivocally. And I think what I really would have done is with Claudia, because I had such a great trusted relationship. Let me back up. Claudia was like in our family forever.
Okay.
You know, she worked with. So she was grandfathered in. I didn't have to interview her when I initially was working with her. What I would have done when she told me she was retiring is I would have stepped back and I really would have picked her brain about what are some of the things that I should look for? What are some of the things that I should be asking? And what are some of the red flags in potential financial advisors to make the transition?
That's very good. That's very good. Well, we're going to grab a quick break, Fran. We come back. I want to talk about that the financial aspects of the divorce. And so stay right there, Fran. Goldstein is our guest. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back. I have Fran Goldstein, and we are talking with her. She is a Gold Staff Consultants, the name of her company, but she's really sharing with us more of a personal thing about her experience with her finances and in getting divorced and the role of an advisor. And so one of the things I've told women, Fran, is if they're in this process of getting divorced and I am going to be, if they've come to me, they've been referred to me for maybe as a second opinion or to help them, as I say, look, don't just look at me as a financial guy per se or a manager of money, but look at me as another person in your corner strategically. Just, you don't have to tell anybody that you're talking to me. Keep me a secret, okay? And just talk to me about what's going on that you're talking about with your attorney, and I'll give you the financial take on it and maybe give you some additional ideas to talk about and so that you don't feel like you're on your own.
Oh, that would have been a saving grace for me.
Well, so you didn't have the prenup. You had assets. So, you know, my listeners are on the edge of their seats. So you got hammered, didn't you?
I got hammered. Okay. I really did. I was, if you can picture a strong woman completely, my brother said I was like a crybaby, just a constant crybaby, because all I did was cry. I was really out of sorts. And my situation spiraled very, very quickly in that, to give you a little bit of backup, my ex, when we got married, I was starting a new business division in my company that involved a lot of travel and public speaking, and he said that he would take over all of the finances and I had nothing to worry about.
Oh, boy.
And that was how, that's because a lot of people say, like, God, Fran, what happened? But that's what happened, and so I went here. So, and then he was very irresponsible with the finances and my money, et cetera, et cetera. And then I found out one day when I was home, working from home in my home office, and I looked outside. I mean, this is a story, Dave. And I looked outside the window, and I saw a car pull up and a guy get out and start taking pictures of my house. And I thought, that's really odd. And I happened to be talking to my accountant who that afternoon, who's also a friend, but I also didn't loop him into what was happening at the time, now that I think back. But I told him what was happening. I said, funny thing, there was a guy taking pictures of my house, and he went, God, Fran, check your mortgage.
Oh, boy.
And I had found, and I checked it, that, in fact, there had been, I mean, we were, like, facing foreclosure.
Wow.
That's how deep in. And then once I found out, the lid came off, and it spiraled down. So that's the backup. So then I go to an attorney to file for divorce, and I interviewed attorneys. I spent so much time, I can't tell you. And I ended up with, in my head, what I thought was, quote-unquote, big guns.
Yeah.
I got a downtown Boston attorney for $675 an hour.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Sat with him several times in his office, sobbing. And what ended up happening was my ex hired his competitor, because my ex was very smart and had been divorced. Footnote, my ex had been divorced two times. I was wife number three. So
okay.
He was much smarter than me and much more savvy in this kind of a, you know, the divorce process than I was, because it was new to me.
Wow.
Yeah. So he hired his competitor, and it became
a
match of egos.
Yeah.
And I ended up losing everything, just about everything. Long story short, when I finally confronted my divorce attorney, because the numbers kept getting higher and higher, the payoff figure was higher and higher and higher. It just kept going up as they were going back and forth. And I remember the day I pulled my car over. I was driving. I was actually visiting a friend in Schenectady, New York. And I pulled over in a park to take the call that I had scheduled with my attorney. And he gave me the new number of what I had to pay my ex. And I said, I just don't understand it. I mean, I really just don't understand it. What the heck did I do to deserve this? And his response to me was, you got married.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay? And in my case, just to give you a little more of a complete picture, I was in a very abusive relationship as well. And when I said to my attorney, well, that was a Freudian slip, when I said to my attorney, you know, but what about that piece of it? His response was, it's all about the finances, Fran.
Wow.
So to really bring it home, that's why I really want our listeners today to understand the importance of having, you know, like a posse.
Yeah.
An
the best
advocate.
Team you can have.
Yes, an advocate, someone to hear for you, someone to take notes for you, someone to communicate for you, someone to bounce it off of, confide in, brainstorm, get a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Critical, because the loss, I mean, I will spend, you know, I'll spend the rest of my days, you know, starting over.
Making up for that, yeah. Wow, Fran Goldstein is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, sharing with us her personal story. No agenda here, just Fran wanted to be able to talk with us and talk to you, my listeners, about her situation and maybe some things that you can do to avoid some of the mistakes and do better if you're faced with this situation. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back with Fran. Fran Goldstein's my guest. And I've got to ask you a question, Fran. I want to jump in here. And
sure.
People know that I am quite willing to help them and meet with them and talk with them. And I do get referred prospective clients or somebody that needs to talk to me by existing clients or attorneys or accountants. And I had a person referred to me by a client and an attorney, both independent of each other. Oh. And I met with her and we had a great meeting, but I want to get your take on something because it was a huge red flag to me. And so this might be something that would be another word of caution for our listeners who are facing this. She had been talking to her soon-to-be ex, and they were trying to do the whole amicable divorce thing, and minimize the role of attorneys and accountants and everybody else, and just kind of work it out. Well, one of the things that she told me was that she was going to. I said, well, let's look at your investments. What's going on? Well, she goes, well, I don't really want to do anything with this the account that I the monies that are with my husband's. We're just going to split it. It'll stay where it is with the existing advisor, but I've got some other money maybe you can help me with. But it was almost, that kind of was like a red flag to me that, you know, it's almost like by keeping that account with the same advisor, same investments, and maybe just splitting into and having two accounts, it's almost like she was staying attached.
That's a really, really interesting thing there.
And it just concerned me. I'm like, you know, you need to get a complete break, complete separation.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if not to come to me and have me management, whoever you work with, get it away and get it separate.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely critical. It's like people even ask me now, people who know what happened, and they'll say to me, so, you know, like, do you ever talk to them? Now, in our case, we didn't have children, so it was over. And I'm taken aback by that kind of question, like, why would there be any continuation when you're in such a horrible situation?
Right.
And I think that particular scenario that you're speaking to is a red flag that there's a probably some sort of emotional something going on that's preventing her from making a complete.
Yeah, and or another situation I've seen, Fran, where the soon-to-be non-spouses are going to continue to own some property together.
Oh.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, you know, make that part of the deal, ask for more cash. Ask for something else. You don't want to be partial ownership of anything with somebody that now is going to be your ex-spouse.
You know what? That's really interesting you should raise that particular scenario because I have a friend, not a close friend. It's really more of a friend of a friend that I know who recently went through a divorce and they had a house. She lives on Cape Cod and they had a house. They have a house in, I think it's Denver or Boulder, somewhere in Colorado. And they went through that same exact scenario. One didn't want to buy the other out, and they went back and forth, and they ended up, like, they're sharing it or they're splitting it. And then I just recently heard that she went, I've lost touch with her, but I heard through our mutual friend that she went out at Christmas and spent the week, and they had a really great time, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I pretty much just shut down when I was hearing about those details because in my heart, after what I went through, my kind of visceral response to that scene was, that's not a divorce. That's a something else.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be there to get her call when she's crying next month.
Yeah, I just think you're setting yourself
up. Somebody else or whatever.
Yeah, I think you're setting yourself up when you do that. You're handicapping yourself. You're setting yourself up just to not be able to deal, because you don't have just that business relationship. If it's something you're renting or you're going to sell later or whatever. You know, you've got the emotional component. It's just you're setting yourself up to be at a disadvantage.
Exactly, Dave. And we say emotional component like, you know, it's a business term. I mean, what I really want people to understand, and I know you see it all the time, is that the emotional component, which really translates to the four-letter word fear, is so powerful and so overwhelming. And, you know, there's sort of two sides of the coin that I see. There are people like me whose fear, you know, drives them into a sort of fight or flight mode to get out of something and they go really deep through a lot of pain to be able to get away. And so they pay a big price. And then there are other women, I mean, that I know because I've met so many divorced women going through this that I'm connecting with and trying to help and support and give advice to, who are so afraid. And they will say, I am afraid of being alone.
Yeah.
Fear just completely gets in the way of them being able to go forward on any level. I mean, it happened, I live in a new building, I recently moved to the Boston area, I think I mentioned to you,
yes.
And there was a woman just last week in my elevator, who got in, and she was crying, and I said, are you okay? And she said, oh, my husband, he's so, and she proceeded to share a little bit about her pain.
Yeah.
And we got to the bottom of the elevator on the first floor, and I said, you know, are you okay? Do you want me to wait with you for a while? I mean, I was concerned. And she said, no, my mom's coming to pick me up. And I said, oh, that's great, you have your mother with you to support you. And she said, yeah, she just keeps telling me that I just need to get divorced. And I went, well? And she looked me straight in the face, a woman I've never met before, and said, I am totally afraid of being alone.
Because there's so much to it. It's not just the change in the relationship. It's the uncertainty. It's the fear factor you mentioned. I'm only can imagine it standing your whole world on its head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fran, so, we're going to grab another quick break. We'll come back. Fran Goldstein is my guest, and we're sharing and we're understanding this ugly thing, divorce, and the financial and emotional aspects. Stay right there.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. Fran Goldstein's my guest. She's on the line with us. She is owner of Gold Staff Consultants, and she's in Boston, and it is cold.
You bet.
Looking back on this, Fran, I know that we talked a little bit about the advisor's role. The attorney has their role, and they are to be an advocate, but as you mentioned earlier, your experience, even though you had paid big bucks for a high-powered attorney, it wasn't going the way you expected it to go. And I don't get the sense that you were super pleased with what you got out of that. If you'd had a stronger advocate in, maybe an advisor, do you think that could have made a difference?
I don't think it could have, Dave. I know it could have.
Okay.
Unequivocally, absolutely. Because I wasn't clear. I mean, let's talk about clarity.
I
didn't have clarity. I was in the middle of it. So you can't, a confused mind cannot make a decision on their own behalf. And
here's the trick, and I know that this is true for a lot of couples. The husband maybe has a closer relationship with the advisor, maybe talks to the advisor more often. And I've talked repeatedly on this program, Fran, about women needing to be more involved and to participate and be an equal partner in the finances, especially as it relates to the investments. I would rather give up the checkbook, don't write the checks for the household stuff, know where all the investment money is, and that's even more important than that just the checkbook. But if a couple has the one advisor and they, this is going to be something that happens, either you have foreknowledge that this is expected or during it, you got to get yourself to your own person. Because they're not, that existing advisor relationship, you're not going to overcome, I doubt seriously, you're going to overcome the husband's relationship with the advisor.
No, never. And nor should you. And what I would recommend that everyone think about is to see this as an opportunity. It's not a challenge. It's so empowering. I always had someone take care of my wealth, Dave. I always had, even in my business, I had someone take care of all the financial aspects. And now that I'm in a different position and I don't, I'm like so empowered. I'm like so excited to, read the financial journals and to learn the different components of it. And I think like, why didn't I do this 20 years ago? It's not intimidating. It's actually kind of cool and kind of fun.
It is good stuff. That's why I do it.
Yeah.
Well, you've hit the nail on the head. It is, you have to be intimate with your finances. You've got to get to know your finances and you've got to be involved. And it is, for some people, it's not something that they want to do, but they have to at least be involved. I tell people all the time that come in and meet with me, my job is not to make you an expert. My job is, you've done the part of coming in to sit down, you've chosen advisor, you've done your homework, you've chosen to spend time with me, and you've taken that initiative, so excellent. Now your job is to listen, help me understand your situation, and then the advisor will guide you. But, it's a partnership. You don't have to become a mutual fund expert to manage your own money.
Exactly.
Well, Fran, I know you're not going to believe this, but we're out of time.
Oh my gosh, that went so fast.
Well,
thank you so much.
And I have to thank you sincerely for sharing with my listeners. It's very special, and I will definitely have you come back, and we'll talk again about another subject.
I thank you so much, and to everyone who's listening, you know, just go for it.
Yeah,
and
go for it.
Take care. Thank you so much.
Okay, Fran. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.